Thank you. his sins which are started. So that grace is he might come down to sonship. Oh, thank you. This star on the star of the generation. Oh, thank you. I'm in the progression of the kingdom. I'm a generation of the great disciple. Praise the God of the Christian Jacobin. Come on, Richard Upton. Shri Adwaita Dharma, Shri Vasti, go on up to repeat. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gavadana, Shantra Radha Nikiri Gavadana, Shri Vrindavan Dharma, Shri Mayako Dharma, Shri Jagadana Puri Dharma, Shri Shri Gaudatai, to the Prabhupada, Sankirtan Yankirti, So let's do that this evening, and we will gather also tomorrow evening. We'd like to offer our special thanks to the kind and highly respected authorities here in this beautiful Lakshmi Narayan Temple. Thank you so much for allowing us to use this beautiful facility. We appreciate it very deeply. And so let us do that. Gaudatai Kata. Why not? And then well, I have to go back. Actually, I have to go to New Zealand on Saturday. But you can just carry on as you like. But bear in mind, March the 24th, I believe, is Sri Ramanomi. Am I right? I think so. So we can also have some special programs leading up to that. Just a suggestion. To try to immerse ourselves more and more in these wonderful occasions. So let us just lead a suitable verse, you could even say a typical verse, in regard to the appearance of the Lord. Let us read from Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge. Let us read text 9. Should we do it responsibly or just read it? Sorry? Read it. Okay. I'll just read it and whoever likes to just read along. Janma karma chune divyam evam yo veti tathvataha tyatva deham punar janma naiti maveti sorjuna. What a beautiful verse. What an important verse. Translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Let us repeat it responsibly. You can repeat after me. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activity does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. O Arjuna. As we have brought by Srila Prabhupada, the Lord's descent from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead, is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting his present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma-jyoti of the Lord, is only partial. And there is the risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body, and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma-samhita, 533, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, there is still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction. Although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Purusha Bodhi Upanishad, Eka Deva Nitya Vinami Rakato, Bhakta Vyapi Krit Yanta Atma, which means the one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms. In relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita, personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest conventional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can, without a doubt, attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattvamasi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, you are the same Supreme Brahma, the Personality of Godhead, is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection. And this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion. Tam eva vidvati mrityumeti nanya kanta vikrite yananya. Which means, one can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Śrīdāśvatāra Upanishad 3.8. That there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up, mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. Janma karma chamedhya evam yogitita patara chakradeyam narakarma naiti maaniti swarajana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Auspicious circumstances. It was only 3 days ago it was the appearance day of the Lord that changed on him. And he is very merciful. He is the Yuga Avatar. And he is presenting, giving the Yuga Dharma. That one must chant the holy names. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Hari, Krishna. There is no other way in this age of Kali to achieve the goal, Gantiya Anyata, to achieve the goal of life. This was explained to Lord Chaitanya in the course of his pastimes. Of course he knows everything about it. When he was first given initiation, not when he took sannyas, but when he was first initiated by Ishwarapuri in Gaya, immediately following the passing away of his father, Jagannatha Mishra. So, the Lord Chaitanya, as a young fellow, he was only 16, he was instructed like that by his spiritual master. So, the Lord Chaitanya was very deeply struck by the character and qualities of Ishwarapuri. And therefore, he approached him and requested to be given initiation. Ishwarapuri agreed. Actually, they had met before in Navadvipa. So it wasn't just out of the blue, just some surprise happening. So Ishwarapuri was happy to agree. And Lord Chaitanya, it is his pastime, but he presented himself as an ignorant person and as a person in ignorance, but taking shelter of someone in knowledge, the spiritual master. So he requested Ishwarapuri, he asked, so now I'm getting initiated, what should I do? What are my duties now? And Lord Chaitanya suggested, shall I study Vedanta philosophy, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra? This is very complex philosophy, very complex and presented in very, you could say, technical language, philosophical. Very technical Sanskrit, and it is not easy. Actually, it is extremely difficult. But then the idea was there in those days that when you get initiated, if you get initiated, you should study Vedanta Sutra. This is part of the program, essential part. So Lord Chaitanya, acting as if he was ignorant, he placed that question before Ishwarapuri, should I do that? Now I'm initiated. Ishwarapuri told him, well, later actually, some years later, sometime later, Lord Chaitanya was in the Varanasi and he met the Mayavadis there and the leader of the Mayavadis, Nakashinanda Saraswati. And this is after Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas actually, so it was a good number of years later. And Lord Chaitanya had been going on Hari Nam in the streets of Singapore, not Varanasi. And many people had been gathering and participating. It was a big thing. It was very big. But now, these Mayavadi sannyasins, there were 60,000 of them. And they that as sannyasins, as spiritual people, we must say the Dhamma. And they were wondering, why is this sannyasin, this Krishna Chaitanya sannyasin, why is he going out and chanting with common people? So Prabhupada said, well, he confronted Lord Chaitanya and said, you know, you shouldn't do this. You must come and join us. And Lord Chaitanya then explained what Ishvara Puri had said to him when he gave him initiation that time, which we were just referring to, just after the passing of his father. So Lord Chaitanya, this Prakashananda Saraswati said, come on, you must study the Dhamma with us. We must discuss all day and all night the driest of the dry philosophy. And we will make it even drier with our own speculations and twisting things this way and that. Until you think up is down, left is right, back is front, and so on. Then you'll know you're qualified. If nothing makes sense, then you know you've made it. Anyway, you can say that, but that's what was happening. So why don't you discuss the matter with us? And Lord Chaitanya said, Guru Mora Murka Deji Karima Shasa, that my guru told me, you're a fool. And he chastised me. And he told me, Haryana, Haryana, I must chant holy names. So that's what I do. It is the instruction of my guru. I have to do it. No choice. So of course it's not a story. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya was acting as a disciple, very nicely. Ishvara Puri, he was not foolish enough to think, this is just some other young man, Lord Chaitanya is only 16, this is just some other young man approaching me for initiation. He knew who was Lord Chaitanya, but still, understanding this is the first time of the Lord, he took that role and asserted himself. He asserted himself to Lord Chaitanya. So, Lord Chaitanya then, he took that instruction that we must chant the holy names, and this is just the sum and substance of Dharma in this Kali Yuga. And while still in Gaya, he had not left yet. While still in Gaya, he started chanting and chanting and chanting. And he was chanting. First of all, he was chanting so purely, amazingly purely. And secondly, he was chanting the whole time, which you can only do if you were chanting purely. So, ecstatic symptoms started to come. Tears were coming from his eyes. His body was shivering in ecstasy. And so on like this. Sometimes he was fainting, collapsing, couldn't control himself. So again, acting as an ordinary person, acting as a disciple, he went back to Ishvara Puri and said, my dear spiritual master, I think I'm doing something wrong. I think I'm doing something wrong. Because as soon as I chant, tears start pouring from my eyes. And my body starts shaking, and sometimes I collapse. So I must be doing something wrong. And Ishvara Puri laughed, and he congratulated Lord Chaitanya. Congratulations, my dear son, you have perfected your life. Because only when one has come to that platform will these symptoms manifest. So Lord Chaitanya, he is very kind. He's given us this Sankirtan movement, this movement of chanting the holy names ourselves, and of giving the holy names to others as much as possible. Of course, that all depends on Desha Kala Patra, the place, the time, the circumstances. We have to be intelligent. We have to try to be intelligent about how we do these things. But the bottom line is, this is Krishna consciousness in this Kali Yuga. And if we really try our best to do like that, first of all to become Krishna conscious ourselves, and second of all, to give it as much as we are able, then we will get the mercy of the Lord. And He is very merciful. As Srila Prabhupada's father told Srila Prabhupada, you have two hands, Krishna has eight hands. So if He, with His eight hands, wants to take away from you, how can you, with your two hands, stop Him? And if He, with His eight hands, wants to give to you, how can you, with your two hands, hold Him? And sometimes Krishna has a thousand hands. Watch out. If He starts giving, you will drown. Very happily, but you will drown. Of course, Lord Chaitanya, in His pastimes, before He turned 16, or before His father passed away at least, which was when He was 16, Lord Chaitanya was acting like an ordinary person. What to speak of as the Supreme Lord, He was not doing that. But He was not even acting as a devotee. In fact, He was a bit of a rascal. He would sometimes harass the devotees. This was part of His leela, to make everything richer and sweeter. So Lord Chaitanya would go to the devotees and sort of mock them. Why do you people do like this? You jump up and down, hurry, hurry, all. What is this? So Lord Chaitanya, as a younger boy, he was doing like that sometimes. And all sorts of mischief. The Brahmins sometimes would be in the Ganges chanting Gayatri on their Brahmin friends. And, you know, they really meant business. When they chanted Gayatri, you know, they were like rigid, eyes closed, chanting. It's all very serious, extremely serious, and very formal, and according to the rules and regulations and all that. And Lord Chaitanya would come as a small boy, like maybe 10 years old. He would come swimming in under the water. And there these men, Brahman, standing, chanting Gayatri, very seriously. And Lord Chaitanya would grab their feet under the water and pull them under the water in the middle of their Gayatri suddenly. Oh my Lord. Normally you don't do that. But Lord Chaitanya, you would do that. And sometimes the girls, the young girls, like, you know, the young girls, in order to get good husbands, they would be worshipping sometimes Durga, sometimes the Ram. Sometimes they would worship the Ram. in order to get husbands like him. So they would have some little makeshift altar, and they would get some fruits and things, and put them on a plate in front of the altar, and then bow down, you know, a whole group, like 20 or 30 of them, bow down chant mantras. And there they would be bowing down, chanting the mantras. Suddenly they would hear from their full altar, they would hear some rattling, some scraping, some rubbing sounds, some clunking and clinking sounds, some chewing sounds, would you believe? Some chomping sounds. And they would look up, there would be little Nima on the altar, eating their offering. And they would just be very upset. But we are trying to worship the Lord so we can get good husbands. How dare you do this? And Lord Chaitanya would say, yes, I know, you're worshipping me. And they would say, oh, Vishnu, Vishnu, that's terrible. How can you say that? But it was true. It was true. He would say, you're worshipping me to get husbands like me. So if you carry on, you will get me as your husband. And all the girls said, oh, never. No chance. We would never consider you, even in a tragic nightmare, let alone our wildest dream. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya in his young days, he was very mischievous, just like Lord Krishna was very mischievous. Sometimes he would steal the nata, Krishna. Sometimes he would steal the gopis' clothes. Sometimes he would steal the yogurt. But all the time, every time, with everyone, he would steal their hearts. So the same thing with Lord Chaitanya. In his childhood, he had a special, you could say, rasa with Kolanature Shriha. He was studying this. Kolanature means he was a banana merchant, basically. He would sell bananas and banana leaves and all different parts of the banana tree in order to make a living. And he was such a nice devotee. And he was so honest, so honest. He would always charge the right price. And whatever was the gross income, the total income from the sales of his bananas and related things, he would give half for the worship of Mother Ganges. And you know what it's like in India, you have to buy it for everything. You know, it used to be, now at least you can buy a train ticket, you don't have to bargain, usually. But before, you used to have to bargain for a train ticket also. It was like free enterprise gone overboard. But Srila Prabhupada, you know what Srila Prabhupada said? Prabhupada raised the question, why is it in India all the Hindu shopkeepers have mustaches? I'm looking here, not many of you have mustaches. But anyway, that's okay. But in India, Prabhupada made this point, or raised this question, why is it that in India all the Hindu shopkeepers have mustaches? And, you know, very serious mustaches which come over the mouth of it. Should not that say that the reason is because they do not want you to see them smiling when they tell you, for you are making no profits. Anyway, so that this conversation should happen, and this is 500 years ago plus, he would only charge the right price. And Lord Jesus, he would come and say, okay, how much are the bananas today? And the congregation of Shrita would tell them the right price. And Lord Jesus, he would say, oh, you're charging too much. You must be, I know you are. And Shrita would say, well, how do you know? What makes you think I'm charging too high a price? Lord Chaitanya would tell them, because you are making so much money that you are able to give half of what you make for the worship of the Ganges. So you are making loads of money. Actually, Kalamecha Sridhar was living in poverty. He was living in poverty. But still he was giving half of whatever would come to the worship of the Ganges. So Kalamecha Sridhar would say, no. It's just my vow. It is my dharma. It is my principle. I must do that. Even if very little comes, I must give up. And Lord Chaitanya said, don't think you can fool me. You are making such a big profit. And Lord Chaitanya would say, therefore, what you must do is, you must give me the bananas at half price. And he would tell him, because I am the master of Mother Ganga, which is true. And he would tell Shrita, Mother the Ganges is coming from my feet. And Kalamecha Sridhar, who did not know that Lord Chaitanya is God, he would become horrified. How dare you say such a thing? How can you say something like that? This is blasphemy. But still, he loved Lord Chaitanya so much, he would give him the bananas and arguments. And he would tell Lord Chaitanya, if you think I'm charging too much, go and ask the other people who are selling bananas. And Lord Chaitanya would say, no. I'm not going to do that. You probably have a conspiracy with them. Plus, we have a regular ongoing business relationship. So, I'm just not coming to you. And eventually Sridhar would get to the point he would say, okay, Nima, look, just take whatever you want. And just leave whatever money you want on the table. I just leave it up to you. So, it was a very intimate relationship. Although it had, in a certain sense, elements of ghastliness, you could say. It is one of the indirect lessons. There's neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, conjugal love, they're the direct rustlers. Then they're indirect rustlers. And ghastliness is one of them. So maybe the relationship had a little bit of that in it. So finally, Lord Chaitanya, eventually, after his father passed away, then he started manifesting himself as a devotee. Then a few years later, a little later, Lord Chaitanya had his Mahaprakash Leela. Have you heard of that? For about 20 hours, what he did was, in the house of Sheba's tabernacle, on the altar, Sheba's head shone around Sheba. Lord Chaitanya went to the altar, moved Shalagram Shiva to the side, and sat on the altar. Don't do that. We must not do that. But here's the Lord. He did that. And then called the devotees one by one and revealed to them how, in other forms, like as Krishna, he had eternal relationships with them, which they were not aware of at that time. So he called for Sridhar. Called him to Sridhar. Sridhar was not there. He was at home. He was at home, chanting and crying out the holy names. So Lord Chaitanya told a group of devotees, you go there to Sridhar's house. It was not far away. It's like a 10-minute walk. You go there and get Sridhar and tell him that I have appeared in this world as the Kali Yuga avatar. I have appeared in this world, and now I want to see them. As we know, Advaita Acharya appeared a generation before Lord Chaitanya, and he had been calling for the Lord to appear. Sridhar had also appeared around that same time. He was older than Lord Chaitanya, perhaps a generation. And he had also been in the same mood of calling for the Lord to appear because of the terrible conditions in Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, go and tell them that the person he has been calling for has appeared, and now I am calling for him. So they went there. And there was Sridhar chanting and chanting in the same mood, according to the Lord. And the devotees interrupted him and said, Sridhar, we know you've been calling for the Lord to appear for many years. Well, now, Sridhar, he has come. And now he is calling for you. You must come. And Sridhar became so astonished and overwhelmed, he collapsed. And they had to carry him in front of Lord Chaitanya. So like this, Lord Chaitanya, gradually, step by step, he developed things, initially being that apparently troublesome young fellow, then eventually he became a devotee. He came back from Gaya, from being initiated, a God-intoxicated person. And then a few years later, he manifested the fact that he is the Supreme Lord, and then began the Sankirtan movement. And time is up, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So, would you like to hear more tomorrow? Would that be okay? Will you come tomorrow? Please, invite some others too. So we'll carry on tomorrow with some more pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and maybe Lord Nityananda also. But the thing is, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani, that these Madhavatitis these special occasions of the Lord, the Supreme Lord. Bhakti Janani. Janani means the mother. They are the mothers of our devotion. So we should try to really focus on them. Like I have said, it is developing more, you know, that that's the world, that the devotees don't just celebrate a particular occasion just on the day, but maybe some days leading up, they build up to it and really get absorbed in other words. So we should also do like that. And carry on after the occasion and keep in the mood. And next Ram Noli will be coming, so you must develop the Ram mood. And in this way our lives can just become completely immersed and we will submerge in transcendental nectar. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Gopati Mahamsa ki.